This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, Professor Khuz Landman, a legend, comes home. Nadulahlwe lokudlwengula nokubulalo owayekhulelwe amawele. Time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. On 30 October 2025, one of the university's founding members, Professor Khuz Landman, paid a visit to MUT. Professor Landman was complimented by his former colleagues for being fresh. Professor Landman lectured on engineering survey at MUT from the time he joined the institution in 1982, when it was still a technicon and had about 180 students. Professor Landman retired after 40 years of service at MUT. During the 4 decades at MUT, he facilitated several partnerships and collaborations, including professional training in 6 African countries. Professor Landman co-wrote a book on his favorite subject, engineering surveying, while he was still at MUT. He is now lecturing at the same subject at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. He retired in 2022. Sihlabela phambili ngodaba oluthi. Limgojelile wesilisa obebekwe umbuso icala lokudlengula nokubulala wesifazane owayekhulelwe amawele. Ummangalelwa umnumzane Ndabenhle Lindokuhle Majola ubekade bekwe amacala amabili elokudlengula nelokubulala unkosazana Inam Jageni ubeneminyaka engu-20. Izolo enkantolo enkulu yaseThekwini imlahle ngawo omabili amacala omajola. Kuvela ukuthi umufi wayekade ehambele indawo yobumnandi eReservoir Hills eThekwini ngoJulayi 13 wonyaka wedlule. Kuvele ukuthi kwathi umufi uma efika kule ndawo waseyihlangana nomajola. Kuthiwa nomajola wagcina ibonakala ephuma ehamba naye umufi emfaka emotweni yakhe iFord Ranger. Ngemuva kwezinsuku eziyisikhombisa kwatholakala isidumbu sikankosazana Jakeni silahlwe eCanelands eVerulam siphuke sika uhlaka izingalo nezinyawo. Umajola wakhalelwa ngamasongo kaSigonyela ngemva kokuba efike kule ndawo yobumnandi ngemva kokuba sekutholwa isidumbu. Kuthiwa kwathi uma efika umnikazi wendawo waqaphela ukuthi uyilomlisa ambone kwikhamera yendawo yebhizinisi ehamba nonkosazana Jakeni. Kuthiwa wavala amasango wangena ngaphakathi waseyibiza amaphoyisa. Izolo iJaji uBrenda Sibiya lisebenzise ubufakazi obehlukene ukulahla ngamacala umajola. Eqhulwini ijaji lisole umajola ngokuhubhuza amanga enkantolo ngokuthi athi babekade bevumelene nomufi ngokuthi bazidike ngocansi emotweni. And finally, Snethemba Gonela's new album, Uhambo Lwami, is more than a collection of songs. It is a personal and spiritual journey that reflects her faith, healing and rediscovery. Each track unfolds like a diary entry, drawing listeners into her world of resilience, love and gratitude. The album's sound blends African rhythm, gospel emotion and soulful storytelling, creating a deeply moving listening experience. The opening track, Matsundu, introduces listeners to Snethemba's roots, named after her clan. It is both a declaration and a rebirth. Through her powerful vocals, she announces the end of dark days and the arrival of light. The song sets the tone for the rest of the album, capturing renewal and hope in every note. A recap on your top stories this hour. Professor Khuz Landman, a legend, comes home. Kandulahle elokudlengula nokubulala owayekhulelwe amawele. That is all from me today. Catch your next news bulletin at 1 o'clock. For MUT Radio News, I am Sianda Kumalo.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.